Imagine you suddenly find out you've got a house full of people coming over for dinner, but in order to get what you need to feed everyone, you have to go to 3 different stores. That's not very efficient. But a nonprofit based on the South Coast, which provides medicine and medical supplies to those in need around the world, has been in that situation for decades. As the demand for aid has increased, Direct Relief International has been forced to use a patchwork of warehouses.
Trying to pick one order from 3 separate sites, obviously, is, you know, just you have to consolidate before you ship it. So we had the team members driving around Goleta trying to find the inventory that needed to go on the same shipment.
Thomas Tighe is president and CEO of DRI. After years of planning and fundraising, DRI is moving into a giant new consolidated facility in Santa Barbara that's so big you could put a Costco store inside of it.
It took total, since we started talking about it, till now about 5 years, a little more than 2 years for construction. It was done for $38 million on time and on budget.
The new building is just north of Hollister Avenue on land which was owned by the city of Santa Barbara near Santa Barbara Airport. It's so new, the signs aren't even up in the building yet. Tighe takes us on a tour.
The new facility is 155,000 square feet, 130,000 square feet of which is warehouse distribution center. 25,000 is office and meeting space for the public, including the community room that we're standing in now that we're thrilled about.
The heart of the new complex is the warehouse area, which is so big it can hold 8,000 pallets.
We built this elevated walkway, sort of a catwalk, so visitors could come in and student groups to have a sense of what Direct Relief actually does.
Sort of looks like a Costco on steroids.
Well, thank you. We love Costco. I think we take inspiration at Direct Relief from how businesses work. Good, successful businesses have to perform their functions well. We want to bring whatever is working in that commercial setting to bear in this humanitarian setting because it works.
As we make our way down to the warehouse's ground level, we see a row of 16 special refrigerators, which up until now were used to keep medications cold.
I'll take you in. It will now hold about 280 pallets of cold storage medications.
DRI staff is thrilled with the consolidated facility. It means they can get emergency medical shipments out to the people who need them quicker. Jesus Molina is checking inventory on a computer.
We don't have to get trucks, bring back pallets. It's all going to be under one warehouse. Very excited because we know what we have here.
Thomas says even as the 70-year-old nonprofit has been moving into its new home, it's been working on shipments for disaster zones. Some of the latest efforts have been focused on Guatemala, which has been hit by a volcanic eruption and earthquakes.
Direct Relief on an ongoing basis provides medications, vaccines, and medical supplies to people who need them but can't afford them. We do it in all 50 states and now almost 100 countries a year, and it's the largest charitable medicines program in the United States. On top of that, when emergencies arise, we basically do all those things. We just do more of it faster.
Well, DRI is known around the world for its medical and disaster relief efforts. It's also busy here in the U.S. During California's wildfires last year, the agency distributed 1.5 million masks to help people cope with smoke.
We had a stockpile. But when we delivered them to Sonoma, driving back down, we thought, this could happen down south. We should just get some more. So we made a big procurement, worked with 3M Company to get another 500,000 masks ready. And then the Thomas Fire broke out. And, you know, we just felt fortunate that we had the ability to help people who couldn't buy them at the time.
Tighe says it's exciting to have a new home which will allow the nonprofit, which is already ranked as one of the top in the world for its cost-effective use of donations, become even more efficient.
It's gratifying to know that we can do much more of what we've always done and do it more efficiently.
In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.